Hi there, this is Annie. It's Sunday, July 25th. This is my entry for Spoken Sunday. It comes from a short story that I wrote last year with the prompt, Start Your Story During a Religious Ceremony. I shuffled uncomfortably in the heat, having forgotten the claustrophobic feeling of being in this building. I could feel a bead of sweat trickle down my shoulder blades, lazily making its way down my back and towards the flooring. So many things you forget until faced with this again, that earthy smell, that smoky aroma, that trapped feeling of doom. I glance at my small son, his eyes wide with wonder, drinking in the sounds and smells. I'd grown up doing this, well, most Sundays, but after moving away from the home into the city, other things become a priority. I rejected everything that I'd grown up with, as one is wont to do, the old familiar becoming an embarrassment amongst new friends, old ways no longer desirable or possible in a new environment. You just slip into a different gear in your life until something like this opportunity presents itself, though standing here in the heat, I begin to question my sanity. A figure, obscured by shadows, crossed through the beams of light, streaming through pinpricks in the ceiling. He hummed rhythmically as he checked each implement, scrutinising the blades and placing them with precise movements into the makeshift altar. He glanced up at me. "You've brought the water?" I nodded and wordlessly indicated the steaming buckets to the side. He regarded my son. "First time?" Dan nodded enthusiastically. Dark eyes framed with short stubby lashes flickered at me again. "I went to see the girls this morning, like I always do every morning. They normally just jump around up at me at the doorway, but today they kept away. They know something's up." I shrugged non-committedly. It doesn't pay to get too close. Joe was loosing his touch. I looked about the corrugated ironclad shed and decided that I'd not left home when I did. There was a little argument that I would have taken on the family traditions and would be standing here where he was now. I shuddered and chided myself for my silliness. "You want to come with me, lad? You want to hold one of the girls and bring her in here?" My son looks at me for guidance, for permission. "Mummy, what's Joe want me to do?" I look over at my husband, whose jaw is set like granite. "We can leave now. We don't need to do this or let him see. Maybe he's not ready. Maybe he's too young." He glared at me. "How old were you? How old was I? No. The city has made us weak, divorced our children from reality. He's ready now." My son scoots off after Joe, returning quickly and grinning madly and hugging one of the victims firmly but gently. Joe nods towards us. "The lad's got a good way with them. Just walked in calmly. They came up to him." The victim Joe held looked up in bewilderment. He soothed her and stroked her head, laying it down on a large wooden block. No matter how many times I've seen this done it myself, I always squeeze my eyes shut at the last moment, hating that final look in the face that they give you as the axe or knife descends. Those bewildered eyes, never fully comprehending what's about to happen until their head separates from their body and blood pours from the open wound, blood pumping from severed veins. The head was unceremoniously dumped into a waste bin and the wooden block cleared of feathers, and the next victim laid her head gently down and stared up at Joe in trust and love. Both hens' bodies jerked momentarily as their feet twitched and scratched in the air before they were then thrust into the scalding water, feathers removed and ready for the morrow's roast pan. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you want to see or read any of my more work, you can find it on annieevert.com. I'll catch you next Sunday. Bye.